Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We got CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio. Jerry the Diver Guy, Vinny Two Tanks, and Bear the Bugger.
Bugger.
Who specializes in catching lobster, Florida spiny lobster, and we're going to dive deeper into that a little bit later on in the hour. However, right now we have Lisa from the History of Diving Museum down there in Isla Mirada, Florida, on Scuba Radio. Lisa, welcome. How are you? How you doing?
Thank you very much. We say don't drive by, dive in next time you're in the Florida Keys.
You know what? It should be on every person's, or not just divers, but every person's list is an attraction down there in Isla Mirada, right there in the middle of the Florida Keys. You're heading down there for the holidays for the 4th of July. You guys are going to be open all through that weekend, or are you guys closed on the 4th or what, Lisa? What do you think?
No. We are open 362 days a year. We're going to be open all through the summer. 10 to 5 every day for our visitors. And you know, whether they're on the water in the morning, they can come here in the afternoon. If they're sleeping in, they can come here and then hit an afternoon sunset stroll or sunset cruise and night dive. So
there you go.
We're here for their surface interval.
Well, absolutely. You know, divers obviously are going to be drawn to the place just by the nature of the what they offer, which is a history of diving, obviously. But even if you're not a diver, you're going to find this place very educational and quite worth, you know, an hour or two of your time to just kind of cruise some of the exhibits. Now, you do have a new one that I don't know a lot about, so that's why I wanted to talk to you about. What is this new exhibit that's on display there at the History of Diving Museum?
Well, the History of Diving Museum covers in itself 4,000 years of man's quest to explore under the sea. And as you had mentioned, whether you're a diver or not, people are just amazed at what they see that's inside. We get commercial divers, recreational divers, and just your cultural enthusiasts who like to visit. The featured exhibit opened on June 2nd. We had a packed house for the ribbon cutting. It's a collaboration with Diving with a Purpose and the National Association of Black Scuba Divers. They've been coming to the Keys for over 15 years, helping NOAA and the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary survey merchant ships, wrecks that are unidentified. They've helped to locate and identify two slave ships, and they've really researched the history behind them. They've worked closely with Mel Fisher's Maritime Museum historian Corey Malcolm, finding the Henrietta Marie off of Key West. So they just, this group and this particular exhibit focuses on citizen science, what you can do diving with a purpose, and then finding and identifying things we didn't know were down there.
How about that? Now, what does the exhibit, what are we going to see? Like items salvaged from some of those wrecks or what exactly?
So you're going to see, we did some 3D printing of some of the cannonballs. You know, everything that comes up, and some of these finds are relatively new in the last couple of years. So, of course, those artifacts have been down for hundreds of years, and they have to go through proper processing before you can actually put them on display. So in the meantime, we have, through technology and 3D printing, we have replica cannonballs and pieces of glass and plates that were found. Mm-hmm. We also have a Diving with a Purpose worked with the Tuskegee Airmen up in the Great Lakes.
Oh, cool.
Some of those salvaged. So we've got a jacket and, you know, the goggles and the headpiece and things like that. We also have the artifacts that were used for surveying and how you kind of mark out a site and map it and some of those graphics. So it's a story of the 15 years, and then it has different panels that highlight the Henrietta Marie or the Guerrero slave ship or the, you know, a specific wreck that they've worked on and the research that they found.
How about that? So that's the exhibit. And I know some of the people that actually participated in this project are given, they're part of the monthly program that you're offering over the next few months, right?
Right. And, you know, since we opened in 2005, the History of Diving Museum offers the Immerse Yourself program on the third Wednesday of every month. It's free at 7 o'clock at night. Actually, aside from the Diving with a Purpose, our July Immerse Yourself is going to be on hyperbaric medicine, and the Scott Fowler, who is in charge of the Mariners Hospital Recompression Chamber, is going to give a really fascinating talk. So that's kind of cool going on. Mm-hmm. And then with the Diving with a Purpose exhibit, every month we've got a weekend event with a presentation in the morning, afternoon snorkel dive, snorkel or dive because it'll be a shallow reef, and then, you know, special tours and things going on at the museum.
How about that? DivingWithAPurpose.org, I believe, is the website. And, of course, DivingMuseum.org is the website for the History of Diving Museum down there in Isla Mirada, Florida. Lisa, are you doing a lot of diving yourself, by the way, as part of this? I mean, I know you're a diver, right? You go out there and do that sometimes, right?
You know, I'm an addict. If there's a puddle, I'll be in it.
Nice. Well, there you
and,
go.
And in July, we're going to be, I'll be jumping in with our event. We're partnering with the Patty Women's Dive Day.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, on the Diving with a Purpose, the Guerrero Slave Ship Project, the director is a female, and she's going to come in and she's going to talk about
match
for diving.
Wait, say it again. You broke up on me, Lisa. You said she's going to dive match what?
She's the director for a documentary on the Guerrero slave ship.
Right.
And she's going to bring in her discussion what she does as her professional background doing documentaries and then her passion for diving and marine archaeology and how they were able to come together for this slave ship project. And that'll, you know, we're hoping that just really opens up young women and girls' eyes to what they can do with their passions and how to bring things together. And then we're going to go on an afternoon trip to one of the heritage sites that Diving with a Purpose surveyed.
Well, it sounds like an excellent program and something that should be celebrated accordingly. But once again, I can't, you know, emphasize enough that you should spend some surface interval time while you're down there in the Florida Keys and see the History of Diving Museum. But you don't have to be a diver. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about it. It really is an interesting thing. And you can see they got tons of things going on behind the scenes and all the programs that they offer on top of the exhibit. So check it out, divingmuseum.org. And go check out Lisa and the crew. And who knows, maybe you'll end up diving with them as well. You'll give them little updates on that kind of stuff too, right?
Yes. So all they have to do is get on our website and log in and put in their information to get our newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of our members and a lot of our sponsors aren't divers, but they appreciate the mission. They appreciate the educational outreach. They appreciate how we bring the students in at a variety of levels from elementary school all the way to interns in high school and in college. So our sponsors and our members are very important to us, and we ask and we invite all those individuals listening to your radio station today to look at opportunities to become a member at the Diving Museum and participate. And also, you know, for your trip leaders that are coming down here, we offer extended hours. So if I've got a group of 20 people that are out diving all day, we can make extended hours and have them do a private guided tour after hours.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you offered that. That's nice. Yeah, so that could really be an added value thing that you do for a little trip down to the Keys with your dive group or whatever. So, you know, once again, just reach out to them, divingmuseum.org. Lisa and the gang will take care of you. Obviously, they have a passion for sharing what they have on display down there, and it's great stuff. And hopefully we're going to get down there ourselves here in the next couple months and do some of this stuff with you, Lisa. You'll accept us if we show up, right?
I'd love to show you our new exhibits. Yes, absolutely. Dive on in.
She doesn't know us that well, so that's why we're going to be able to pull that off. Well, Lisa, thank you so much. Divingmuseum.org. We'll let you get back to it, and you take care, okay?
Thanks, Greg. Have a good day.
There you go. All right, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Now, their new study shows that more Americans are killed when they're taking pictures with their dopey machines than are killed by sharks, Miller.
You know what's really dangerous, Billy? Sharks taking selfies. Now, I was in Manhattan around a month ago, and I saw a thresher shark over on 6th, right near, you know, that donut shop across from Fox.
Baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark.
Mommy shark, do-do-do-do-do, mommy shark, do-do-do-do-do, mommy shark, do-do-do-do-do, mommy shark.
Daddy shark, do-do-do-do-do, daddy shark, do-do-do-do-do, daddy shark, do-do-do-do-do, daddy shark.
Yeah, you know, I think CJ's more worried about sea lice than sharks. So I don't know. I might have put this unwarranted fear in his head, talking about this issue of sea lice and stuff earlier. So maybe we need to clarify that for the crew here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bubble Boy's here too. Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Bugger, and Vinny Two Tanks. So first off, let's kind of go back to this a little bit, because earlier, you know, we were talking about the necessity of wearing a skin or a wetsuit to protect yourself from a potential sea lice infestation?
Well, first I was talking about looking at a rash guard, a new rash guard.
Right.
To protect against fire coral specifically. Uh-huh. And I was going to dive in board shorts because it's warm.
Yeah, just to protect yourself from little scrapes if you accidentally rub up against something that you shouldn't.
But...
just man up.
Then you talked about
free balling,
sea lice getting in my shorts, and that kind of freaked me out. So now I think I might just get a wetsuit.
Okay, so sea lice, once again, are the larvae of jellyfish. And what happens, it depends on the person how bad they affect you, okay? And there's a few different factors. First of all, you know, certain people are more sensitive than others. And and sometimes if they get caught, like if they get trapped between your clothing and your skin, that's when they potentially you get a little rash and stuff. And usually it's not bad. It's just more, it's a little irritating. Like the time when you had, you came up and you had something around your neck, right? Is that what it was, CJ?
Yeah, I had a red rash and it was a little bit swollen.
Yeah,
but the next day it was gone.
Yeah, it goes away fairly quickly, but it's, you know, aggravating. It's not like, you know, it doesn't hurt or anything like that. But it can be aggravating. It has a tendency to pop up more commonly in the summer months, the warmer months of the year, because that's when I think the jellyfish have a tendency to want to, you know, get their freak on, and then they start, you know,
get their freak on. I love your clinical explanation.
Well, I am a jellyfish scientist,
and on night dives, right, Greg?
What do you mean night dives?
Remember
what?
We were in Turks and Caicos, and the ship, the light on the back of the boat was so bright. You're like, oh, use your second stage to purge all the sea lice.
No, those are sea wasps, Bubble.
Oh, God.
Wasps.
You're confusing
sea wasps.
Your jellyfish. Yeah, that's a totally different ball game there, because sea wasps are bad news. You do not want to have an encounter with a sea wasp, which is basically a jellyfish, has four little tentacles that hang from behind them. They're very popular, same type of thing. Usually, they're more common in the warmer months of the year. They warned us against about them, you know, when we're in Sabah. They can pop up anytime. And on night dives, they are drawn up from the deeper depths to the lights. And they'll come up and feed. And so they tell you, create a bubble curtain when you're coming up out of the water if there are any sightings of sea wasps. And you can kind of blow them out of the way. They're fairly easy to avoid if you see them. Now, if you don't see them and they rub up against you, they can put a hurting on you. So
would a grenade work?
A grenade? What the hell's wrong with you?
That's practical.
Yeah.
No? Okay.
Jeez.
You don't want to waste all your ear.
You don't want to. Well, at the end of the dive, you do this when you're coming up out of the water, Barry. See, Barry's never been on a liveaboard boat, so he doesn't understand.
Yeah,
so
Barry,
I'll give him a pass.
You suck.
Okay, I wasn't going to go that far.
Jerry can say that now.
Yes, now that he's done
it. You suck, Barry.
That's okay. Greg's going to be up. Greg's going to be up your waist soon. Don't worry. I know you miss him.
What you got that bromance going.
What is you know, Barry? Let's be clear, because during the commercial break, I saw a text that you sent Bubble Boy and CJ as suggestions of what you'd like to see him wearing.
No, that's not what I said. Guard. I said CJ's looking for a rash guard. I found him one on Amazon.
No, tried to dress him.
CJ would look good in this rash guard.
No,
surprisingly, it was an Aquaman.
Well, but it was pretty.
Well, it's
revealing.
Aquaman to wear this rash guard.
Let's just say if CJ put this little skin tight baby on, he would know. Barry would know when things were getting a little rendy.
Rendy, rendy, rendy.
Jesus.
Yes. Anyway, you know, here's the thing.
So wetsuit.
Sea lice are not really a big problem.
To hell with you guys. I'm getting a half mil wetsuit.
Oh, well, buttercup.
Let me explain something to you. When it comes to sea lice, too, a wetsuit won't necessarily solve the problem. Because what happens is the sea lice get in between the material that you're wearing in your skin. So, say if you had a loose,
You just told me last hour I shouldn't wear board shorts because something could get up my shorts.
Well, I wasn't necessarily talking about sea lice in that particular instance.
It was, that's right, you're talking about octopus.
Yeah, they like warm places.
CJ, what Greg is trying to tell you,
I've had zero problems.
He doesn't want you to go because he's afraid that you will catch more lobster.
What? That is.
That's what he's
blasphemy.
Doing.
How dare you?
Psychological
How
warfare.
Dare you?
He'll blame it on his looper, but we know better.
That is not appropriate.
I didn't even think
on
of that.
Show. You guys aren't allowed to do that. You know, I'm gonna pull rank, pull the plug on all of you. You keep that nonsense up. Just listen to me and know that what I say is pretty much good 40% true.
So, all right, if you're CJ. Me, if you're yeah. me, and I've got two trips scheduled.
Yeah,
they're both fairly warm water. One's right. really warm.
Mm-hmm.
What would you get?
Well,
nothing.
I would probably go back maybe to the long sleeve rash guard thing.
Okay.
Yeah. But you do have the option.
I do need a wetsuit as well, but if I'm not going to wear it.
I've done the whole liverboard with a long sleeve rash guard. That is it.
All right.
Yeah, nothing else.
Yeah. But, you know,
then you
honestly,
had Greg over looking like a penguin.
Well, and then there were people that would say stuff behind Jerry's back like, gosh, I wish he'd cover up more.
Yeah, well.
He was a little too revealing.
Oh, really? What was he wearing?
I don't know.
He said he was wearing a rash guard.
I'm saying other people were like saying, would he please cover up? I'm trying to eat here. He's just, you know.
He's fuchsia.
Yeah, okay. That's another issue. All right, but don't be afraid of the sea lice. Don't let them keep you out of the water.
No.
There's plenty of ways to deal with that situation. More coming up. Stay
close. Trust me, Greg will pee on you.
Stop it!
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy with me in the studio. Also, Jerry the Diver Guy, Vinny Two Tanks, and Barry the Bugger. The Bugger, yes, the Lobster Slayer. Well, that's me. He's just a bugger, which is a UK term for lobster catcher. I think that's right, isn't it?
No, I don't think that's accurate.
I'm going to go with that. Steve Dellavero backed me up, I think. Or just avoid that topic altogether. He is the man behind the madness of Bugfest by the Sea at Lauderdale by the Sea, and he's on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Steve?
Greg, I am doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Are you all set for Bugfest? I mean, we're literally almost. Just a month away. I can't wait.
Yeah, almost there. We had a committee meeting the other day, wrapping up the final details, but we're all set to go.
All right, so CJ has been talking about what to wear when you're lobster hunting. Would you have a suggestion for him? Should he go rash guard, skin? I mean, it's going to be warm water at the end of July. So what would you tell him as a diver of what type of wetsuit or what type of attire he should wear lobster hunting in Florida? What do you think,
Steve? Yeah, I would go with skin because you're not really worried about the temperature because it's going to be like 83, 84 degrees.
Yeah.
You know, but you want to be careful not to rub up against, you know, fire coil or anything else that could scratch you.
Right.
And so that's what I would do. That's what I would do. You know, when I first got certified, I put on a pair of long pants and a t-shirt with long sleeves. I dove like that for years.
Yeah. Well, I've been on dive boats before, especially during lobster season, where you'll see some unique get-ups, including overalls. You know, that's more of like a Jerry the Diver Guy kind of look. Yeah, you wear a grease monkey overalls. I saw a couple guys do
like a
that.
Mechanic?
Yeah, with all baggy, the whole thing. And, you know, I don't think I'd recommend that. Not a very streamlined way to dive, but it does make a fashion statement.
But it'd probably help you for chafing.
Possibly, if that is an issue that you
Great
have.
Chafe.
I, you know, and sea lice, I don't know if the sea lice would be. You know what? Let's just take a break, regroup. And talk about something else. It's making me very uncomfortable.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Second floor, hardware, children's wear, ladies' lingerie. Oh, good morning, Mr. Tyler. Going down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are getting ready for Bugfest here at the end of July. You can go to, well, what's the website, Steve? I want you to get that out right away. What is it?
Yeah, it's www.discover, LBTS, which stands for Lauderdale by the Sea, and then /bugfest.com.
There you go. All right. So go there, Discover, Lauderdale by the Sea. Lauderdale by B.
Yeah, Discover, LBTS,
.com.
/bugfest.com.
Well, you mean .com/bugfest, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, right. Take it, flip it, you know, Google it. Bugfest by the Sea, it'll pop right up there, I have no doubt. By the way, plungebeachhotel.com, if you go there and book your room, we're staying there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night, the entire Scuba Radio crew. They got a Bugfest rate of $109 a night. But you got to call them and ask for it and say, hey, I heard about this on Scuba Radio.
I heard it.
Save a few. You heard it. I dare the diver guy. I did it
through the website, Greg. I just typed in Bugfest as the promo code.
And it worked.
It worked.
Well, there you go. Bubble Boy.
Came right up. There we go.
Knows the routine.
Yeah, Plunge is really nice, too. It's right on the beach there. They got a beautiful pool and a great little bar and restaurant right there on the sand. It's
absolutely
awesome.
Yeah, beautiful place. Can't wait to go. Yeah. And, of course, the kickoff party for Bugfest is that Tuesday night at the Plunge Beach Hotel Bar.
If you're new to diving, we have a free seminar by Chiefy, everyone's favorite lobster instructor here in South Florida.
Absolutely.
And a free seminar on bug hunting from 6 to 7 in the lobby there at Plunge.
I should probably attend that.
You should. It would probably help. I mean, or you could just watch me.
Yeah.
You could watch my lobster slayer.
No, I'll watch Barry.
And model.
Barry's the guy to beat.
Barry's not even going to dive, I don't think, this year. Is that right, Barry?
I may be okay to dive.
You may be okay. Is it depend on what CJ's wearing?
No, because it depends on my back. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, yeah.
But I can't let you win. So I have to take,
I didn't know this
win
was
the
a
lobster catch.
When I catch lobster, it's not a competition. It's an exhibition. Thank you.
No wagering, right, please.
No wagering. Exactly. Even though that will be happening as part of Bugfest.
Yeah.
There might be some of that going on. Yeah.
Greg, a couple years ago, the biggest lobster was caught off the beach in Lauderdale by the Sea.
I remember that. Last year or the year before?
That was pretty amazing. Yeah.
Last few years, they've got some monsters right off the beach there.
Oh, yeah. The record is still that first year, 2012. This is our eighth annual year. 2012, I thought maybe a 4 or 5 pounder would win. Some guy, I forget his name now, but he came in with a 9.3-pounder that he caught off Juneau Beach in about 100 feet of water. And to this day, it's still the biggest.
That's huge.
Dang, you know, when you get that big, though, I've said this before. I mean, how are you? You can't catch them in a looper when they're that big, can you? You got to grab them like a manhandle them and just like, hey, your lobster, eat me. And then you just grab it and take them back to shore.
No, he told me he grabbed it and basically wrapped his arms around it, held it to his chest, and then went back to the boat.
And then, when they're that big, they can actually pinch you and eat you, or bite you.
That poor lobster.
Even the small ones can you can get a couple. You can cut your hands up if you don't wear the proper gloves.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, proper gloves, right? But literally they can bite you when they get a certain size. That's what I've heard.
I imagine they could. Yeah,
Not when I say bite; it's more like a pinch, from what I understand.
There's horns on the tail, Greg.
Well, there's horns on the tail, right? But as far as they got a mouth,
they'll curl around your arm or hand, and they really dig into you.
Well, true, but I mean, I'm talking about the little mouth. They got their mouth. I've heard that when they get to a certain size, they can bite your chest if you hold them against you, if you don't have a wetsuit on. Which goes back to maybe that's when you might want a wetsuit when you're reeling in that monster lobster. It'd give you a little hickey there, right there in the middle of your chest or something. CJ, you don't want that, do you?
God, no.
Yeah. So you might want to wear like a 3 mil from a protection standpoint.
Nah, you know? Way too hot.
See.
Too hot?
There he goes again. Well, he's trying to knock you out of going.
Who? I want him to go. Why wouldn't I want him to go?
We want CJ there.
Yeah, of course.
Greg's my ride.
Last year with CJ.
Right.
Greg's my ride.
I got to tell him where to go, and then we might actually go diving sometime, too.
Oh, Greg, too. I mentioned Scuba Cowboy is going to be there at the kickoff party.
Yes, absolutely. Scuba Cowboy is going to be there in fine form.
He be doing Trop Rock, Crotch Rock. What's it called?
I think it's
Trop Rock, yeah.
Yeah. Scuba Ribbian is another
one. And he's staying at
Driftwood. Driftwood, right?
Driftwood. Yeah. Driftwood, yeah. Alan Zavell, yeah. The general manager there. Great person.
Absolutely.
And very nice to put Pup up for a few days, yeah.
Yeah, there's rumors that he may have some impromptu sessions during the afternoon.
There you
like
go.
A little Driftwood pool. Happy hour there at the Driftwood Resort.
Yeah, Driftwood's a great place. It's also so close to Anglin Square. It'll be like a 30-second walk for him to get to the Ocean Plaza there.
Yeah.
I'll be happy to accompany him on bongos.
You're going to play bongos? Yeah.
I might.
We don't have any bongos. You're gonna
I
have
did
to...
last year. Well, he had some, or is it conga?
We might have to improvise. Barry, CJ would like to use your butt cheeks, please.
There you go.
That'd be a negative.
Aquaman, I get jealous.
Okay, we want people to show up at Bugfest, so maybe we shouldn't say things like that.
Exactly.
Sorry. Great stuff. I really look forward to it. We got a lot of prizes to give away on Thursday night for the big weigh-in and lobster cook-off, right there, Steve?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Once again, Aqualung has been super. They've donated another fantastic regulator. I know that's one of the big prizes we give away. In the past couple of years, it's gone for $400 to $500. So
wow, nice.
You can win some nice stuff, some tanks. Hope Neil comes by. Last year, Neil donated to the dive trip over to Bimini. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So
I know the dive gods planning to be there for
this year again.
Yeah.
Lots of good goodies we're giving away just for signing up.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Reef Safe. They'll have their stuff on display, and of course, we'll be there with our crew. We got a couple mermaids, in tow that we'll have on display. Matter of fact, I believe we might be having Kayla again this year for
and Neil's granddaughter.
That's Neil's granddaughter, who's like a supermodel now. By the way, she has like skyrocketed her career is like off the charts now. She's like the next Cindy Crawford. By the way,
I think she credits Bugfest with
launching her career
level.
Or no, I think what she says, despite the fact that I hung with the Scuba Radio crew at Bugfest,
the fact she did Bugfest.
I still became wildly successful. Go figure. Despite
all the restaurants there,
now. Yeah. Well, say that, Barry. What?
All the restaurants over there are great. They're really hopping during Bugfest.
They are, and they got great food all around, and all within walking distance of the Plunge or Driftwood. If you want to stay there, you got some really great times. Just park your car, go diving right off the beach there at Lauderdale by the Sea, and hang out for a few days. It just doesn't get any better as a diver.
Yeah,
it's the best thing ever.
Like
Greg.
You said, I mean, everything is so close. You know, once you get back from the dive, you know, you don't have to drive anywhere. You can just walk down to all the restaurants and pubs. You can walk down to Anglin Square. Yeah. Everything on Elmar Drive is literally within a 5 or 10 minute walk of the downtown area.
Got it. Are you a tickler or a looper, Steve?
Both. Think? Both. Depends on the situation.
Oh, really?
Sometimes it's. I think you use the loop, and other times you can't, so you use the tickle and stick. I bring both.
Hmm. So, when they're out in the open, you use a looper, and when they're stuck up under the ledge or something, you'll pull out your tickle stick?
Yeah, sometimes they're in a tight spot, and you can't get the looper behind it because it's not enough room. So you just take the tickle stick out, and you tap them on the tail, and they come out. And at that point, you might want to use the looper, but at that point, you've already got the net out. So
yeah,
I think Chiefy used to be a tickle stick and net guy, and now he's a. He told me the other day. I think mostly now he does the loop. So.
Yeah. Well, I think the looping is a little bit more environmentally sensitive to the lobster.
Yes,
I think.
Yeah, it's better for the. Well, it's cleaner in terms of catching the lobster and then putting them in your bag. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's an interesting idea. You don't really need the net. You could literally use a tickle stick and then loop them. you know.
Oh, right, 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 exactly. Then put them in your bag. Yeah.
Right.
Also, uh-huh. also, always make sure your bag is zipped up.
Yes.
That's before. Yes.
You do want a catch bag to hold your lobster after you.
Yeah, yeah.
Them.
I thought I had 12. Where'd they go? Yeah.
Oh, never fails. Yeah. Those guys I mentioned earlier that were wearing the overalls, they did one of those.
That happened to Pup one time.
I don't know. He was
coming up on the ladder on the boat, and he was...
He might have just been using that as an excuse. Oh, I must have left my bag open. That's why there's none in there. What were you going to say, Steve? What?
Yeah, also, Greg, in north of the Keys, outside Monroe County, during mini season, you can get 12 lobsters per day.
Wow, that means I'm going to catch 24 lobsters in 2 days.
You can get 12 per day, and you can also go diving at night, which you can't do in the Keys.
There you go. Hey, I'll tell you what. One thing I know for certain, I am willing to make a prediction. I will absolutely limit out this year at Florida Spiny Lobster Season.
What is a prediction?
Limit out. I will limit out on the radio.
Could have a goal.
Okay. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it, buddy. All right, and we got more coming up. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Here comes old Greg. He's a scaly manfish.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
What you doing in my waters?
The show is a disaster.
I got something to show you.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
Hi there.
Master. Dive Master. Dive Master. Dive Master.
I'm old Greg. Pleased to meet you.
I'm not.
It's not true. It's booze. We're not diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I'm looking forward to Bugfest. It's going to be a blast. And I think, you know, that we've covered the base well, but there's still some discussions on what CJ should be wearing.
Who?
CJ.
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 Sell seashells down by the seashore.
We're beating this to death again?
God, yeah. I know.
What are you talking about, Vinny? What's the problem? I'm just trying to make sure he's properly tired for catching lobster. I don't want him to scare the lobster away. I'm trying to give him every, arsenal, everything he can have in his arsenal to catch lobster and limit out like me on the radio.
A skin suit or a 1 mil suit is good for everything. That's the best thing to have. Good all-around suit.
Yeah.
Long sleeve or short?
Long sleeve, and if you feel a little warm, you just unzip it if it's a front zip, and then you cool off immediately. It's just all around the best thing, because you're swimming along there, you're trying to stick your arm inside something to grab a lobster, and there's fire coral all around, you get it stuck on your arm, or your leg brushes up against it, and then, no, it's not debilitating pain, but it aggravates the rest of your dive if you feel
it was
that
annoying
coming on.
Yeah, it was annoying. Yeah.
Aggravating, right.
Jerry remembers that.
CJ.
We went to go eat, and I had this stuff on my neck.
Was he rubbing ointment on it for you to soothe it?
No.
Or just blowing his breath on it?
Oh, that's right. I gave you this sting stuff. Stuff that I keep in my bag.
Oh, that's what it was.
Look. Y'all don't believe him.
What?
He is getting nervous.
He is nervous.
He is getting nervous.
He is.
You all leave him alone.
I'm not nervous. I just need something new because my old rash guard's too big.
Listen, go down to your local superstore, buy you a rash guard. You will be fine. And if something
happens, about the scrotopus?
Sure. But I'm sure that somebody in the crew will be happy to pee on you and take care
of you. That is not appropriate.
I don't think Jerry, I'd be into that.
It's not a good way to use your bodily fluids. I'm just saying.
Is there a good way?
Not really. But when I think about it, it's an image I really want to erase immediately. The thing is, I'm going to Dominica Dive Fest before we do Bug Fest with Jerry the Diver Guy. So
What are you wearing? I should just wear whatever you wear.
You can't wear what I wear. That's what I wear.
You look like a zebra.
Not the same thing, but, similar.
Like a zebra.
Well, you know what? Jerry and I were thinking about getting matching rash guards. And we saw these in Saba. No, I say it was in St. Martin. It said Drunk 1 and Drunk 2.
I like that.
Yeah. We were thinking about that'd be a good rash guard for the two of us. But probably not appropriate when you're down underwater.
Yeah, wait till later.
Yeah. But we got to figure out what we're going to wear. It's going to be hot and muggy in Dominica. So I haven't decided if I'm doing the skin thing in Dominica or doing a rash guard either. But if I was.
As long as you don't come as Aquaman, we'll be
Greg, right. one thing. I think you'll agree, even if you're in 82-degree water, if you're diving for a number of hours, you do start to get chilled.
True.
Yes, but I don't. Not in Fort Lauderdale, I don't.
Well,
hot.
we're going to be traversing the rivers and waterfalls of Dominica.
Yeah,
and
I don't care about that.
Well, it's very cold. I'm not going to that. The water is very cold.
Wonderful.
And, you got to be a little...
You might want to wear a wetsuit then.
It's not just wetsuit. You may not want to wear the tight ones either. You know what I'm saying? Shrinkage. Hello.
If you're wearing, I don't
have that problem, Greg.
You don't have that problem? Okay. I'm just saying. And I'll tell you, the opposite sex, none of them represented. Well, wait, Barry's with us.
How fast can I tow you behind my boat?
No, I'm just saying.
Dragging an anchor.
I think the consensus I get from most ladies in this regard is that they prefer the guys not wearing something tight and bikini-like or banana hammock type stuff. Yeah, they don't really appreciate other people or other guys that like Barry or whatever. Just saying. And what, am I alone here? What, do you guys live on another planet?
Dang.
They don't appreciate it as much as other people.
I just let you hang yourself. Here's some more rope.
Vinny knows what I'm talking about. He's out there.
Drag Vinny in on it. He's sitting over
there. I have no idea.
What? He has no idea? He's a liar. You are a liar. But anyway, okay. So I guess you just got to
CJ, all jokes aside, you will be fine. just get you a rash guard shirt, long sleeve, and you'll be fine. Make sure it comes up on your neck a little bit. You'll be fine.
And then board shorts is fine because it's warm.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I was planning on.
The whole Saba trip, the whole liveaboard trip in that, and you will be fine.
Until Greg starts
talking
about...
You can always get stockings for your... You can always get stockings for your legs if you don't have any long...
I think technically they're called...
big long knee socks.
They're called leggings.
Nothing beats a great pair of legs.
And I don't think...
I'm just worried about, you know, Greg's got octopus in my shorts.
No, that's... They
I never
like
even see those guys.
Faces. Octopus?
Yeah.
Well, you can't see them if they're in their shorts, can you? All right. On that disturbing note, we'll wrap it up. Thank God. Till next time, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter. Beware the scrotopus.
Oh, jeez. Safe diving, everyone. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we get lucky down in the muck under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.